Getting Recharged by Sheila Kopp at HavingGod.com. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. Psalm 23, verses 1 through 3. Talking to the Lord is easy. We just have to look at it that way. Instead of dreading it or wishing we could have our prayer time over with already, we need to look at prayer as our time of respite, a moment of escape and getting away from the things that weary us, and especially a place where we can recharge our soul. The other day, I was already feeling worn out, doing house chores, and it was not even noon yet. I felt in my heart to talk to the Lord and rejuvenate myself. After spending a couple of hours with the Lord and dozing off in the process, I must admit, sure enough, I felt rejuvenated. I was able to accomplish the things I needed to accomplish for the rest of the day and into the evening without fading out again. I felt alert again right afterwards. I don't know why I have not thought of it this way before. The Lord is my rest. His word states that if we come to Him, we will find rest and peace. Sure, I dozed off, but I've napped in times past without talking to the Lord and still felt worn out and uninspired afterwards. This time, I was actually inspired to do the work again, and I had the mind for it. I wasn't just trying to do it because it needed to be done. I wanted to get it done. So next time, instead of putting off talking to the Lord, I should really look forward to doing it. The sooner I talk to Him, the sooner I can feel better. Sometimes we can look at prayer as a chore, something we need to get done and over with. If we keep accepting this kind of thought, we will eventually dread prayer. The Lord has shown me from this experience that prayer is my charging station and my launching pad. Before I can face the world, I need to get charged by Him. He is my launching pad. Then, when I'm feeling worn out, all I need to do is go to Him again to be recharged. He is my charging station. Getting recharged is not hard at all. We just need to commune with Him with our hearts and love Him. Loving Him is just talking to Him and telling Him what we're thankful for throughout the day. Telling Him that we love Him and appreciate Him for being in our lives. It is also a good time to talk to Him for anything that we're worrying about or concerned about. It's like picking up the phone and updating a friend throughout the day of how we're doing. It's really that easy. Just give Him an update of how you're doing, and you'll be amazed how recharged you'll be afterwards. Plus, He loves it so much because He loves us so much. He wants us to stay connected with Him and stay in touch with Him throughout our day and find His strength. This is usually what I tell the Lord when I talk to Him and remember Him throughout the day. I love You, Lord. You are my comfort. I thank You so much for You, for loving me and for caring for me. I thank You, Jesus. You are so good. I thank You, Father. That is it. Not a long one, but a simple thank you from my heart goes a long way for me. He has shown me again and again how that by just loving Him, and appreciating Him, He can turn around and bless and strengthen my soul. When we see the Lord as our resting place and our place to recharge, then our hearts will be more than willing to go to Him. It will not be a problem for us at all. When we see Him as our friend who loves us so much and wants to bless us and give us new strength, then I think we will love going to Him every time we're feeling weary. And like I said, going to Him doesn't have to be this long and drawn-out process of deep prayers. All we have to do is just talk to Him from our hearts and soul with whatever we're going through and feeling. Connect with Him, thank Him, and move on. Every time we can and we have a moment, we should try to remember Him and talk to Him. Remember, He can hear our thoughts and understand exactly what we're feeling and saying with our hearts, because He is a God who knows everything. King David in Psalms put it this way, "Thou knowest my down sitting and mine uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off." Psalm 139, verse 2. He surely understands us completely. We don't even need to talk out loud unless we want to. He can hear us perfectly fine, just even with our hearts connected to Him. I love talking to the Lord as a friend because He has so many times revealed Himself to me as a very real and very human friend. The more I talk to Him, the more He becomes so real to me. He's so connected and so in touch with my reality that talking to Him and telling Him exactly what I'm going through and what I'm feeling is like having a friend right then and there. I don't even have to worry if it is a good time to bother Him or the right time to talk to Him, because He has shown me any time is a good time. I can talk to Him anytime. Whereas even if your friend is a great friend and has been your best friend for years, you still have to consider what hour you're calling them or texting them. You might have to consider when they're busy with work or with dinner and you need to leave them alone sometimes. With the Lord, you can bother Him anytime, any hour, and any day. He is that wonderful. So next time you're feeling worn out and weary and just plain tired, remember the Lord. Talk to Him and try Him out. Get recharged. You'll be glad you did. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, He increaseth strength. Isaiah 40, verse 29. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Matthew 11, verse 28. For I have satiated the weary soul, and I have replenished every sorrowful soul. Jeremiah 31, verse 25. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Isaiah 26, verse 3. Prayer. Lord, I thank you so much for you, because you are so gracious and so kind and so wonderful. I love you so much, Lord Jesus. I love you so much. You have been so wonderful to me. Thank you, Jesus, for you, Savior. Thank you so much for you. Lord, I pray, Father, that you would please bless me today with a desire to reconnect with you throughout the day and remember you. Let me remember that you are my rest and my charging station. In you, I can find my power and my strength. Let me remember that you're always there, so in love with me and so desirous to hear from me. Please, Jesus, help me to love you all the time by talking to you and getting recharged by you. I pray this in your most wonderful and precious name, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Amen.